Cracker Barrel recently launched their redesigned logo, and many were left either upset or disappointed.
The new logo maintains Cracker Barrel's classic golden color and font, and removes just about everything else. People are calling it lifeless and boring.
This isn't the first company rebrand that has seen backlash, as Pepsi, Burger King, and luxury brand Burberry have all faced similar redesigns and reactions. This week, we're taking a peek behind the curtain to see what thoughts and decisions are going into these changes. I'm Jason Acuna.
I'm Rihanna Winter, and this is Unbothered from WFSU.
So Rihanna, how do you feel about the Cracker Barrel logo and its redesign?
I'm going to be honest, I did not find the original Cracker Barrel logo, which has been their logo for about 48 years, I'm not going to say it was a masterpiece. You would think so from the reaction that was had. However, I did also have the same reaction, which was, wow, this is just text on a hexagon.
Yeah, they definitely are leaning into the more minimal and simple streamlined design. So they're not giving us much. You know, what they said about Dua Lipa, go girl, give us nothing. You know what I mean? They're really not giving us much with this logo.
But I can see it. I can make a defense, I think, in that minimalism isn't all bad all the time. And you're getting a very minimalist logo with this. However, Cracker Barrel needs to know its brand, and that's kind of a down-home family restaurant. And it's giving something that it's hard to describe. We're not the only one with this reaction. The entire internet kind of blew up over it.
It seemed that they united for a moment in their dislike of this rebrand before splitting into factions regarding this rebrand,
but yes.
Mostly negative reactions is what I've been seeing.
I've seen sentiments where people are like, this is ruining my life. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. It is just a yellow hexagon, but in some ways I did have the same exact reaction. So I get it.
Yeah, it's I don't know, bleak a little bit.
It is bleak. But I guess one thing we have to question is, like, you know, we're not all graphic designers. We're not all parts of marketing departments for major brands. So you and I, Jason, went out and found someone who knew a little more about this.
He walked us through the decision-making process, the design process, and the process in general of how a logo like this goes from an idea to something that the public is seeing.
And hating. Or loving.
Hi, my name is Anoosh Gill. I am the Graphic Design Division Director at Florida A&M University. I have several years of advertising experience. I've been in Tallahassee for 25 years when I've worked in top advertising agencies in town as a creative director and senior designer also. I publish, I do research, I travel. I have won a lot of awards myself, and my students have won tons of awards in graphic design.
And so I'll just dive right into the question. So what would you say is the current kind of corporate designed trend or trends that we're seeing right now?
The current trend is to simplify things, make the brands approachable. It's been happening for a while now. The colors, the shapes, things like that are changing. There are a lot of different, first of all, there are trends, you know, there are fads. But then some things are seriously happening. And one of the things is to, as the consumer market becomes very different, everybody's unique, they're trying to be more approachable.
And how did that style kind of become the preeminent graphic design style for larger businesses? Was it just that desire to be approachable, or are there more conversations going on behind that?
I think there's more conversations going on. Every time there is a change, it's just like in art. Just like in design, with times, things change. The culture, the technology, everything changes. And a lot of things people don't realize is because of technology changes, technological changes also. But basic idea is there to be approachable and refresh yourself, you know, refresh your brand, bring some new ideas. A lot of companies succeed in it, but some fail or some are challenged.
Absolutely. And so how do these new styles kind of differ from their predecessors from the, you know, the 90s and early 2000s?
Yeah, softer colors, softer edges, like really going into the nitty-gritty of the design, more about conceptual ideas also. The 90s, 80s or all that, it was like solid color, strong strength, sharper edges. You see a lot of companies slowly changing their brands in incremental. I think they are the ones who are better off because it does not lead to major change. Humanity and we don't like change. You know, a lot of people don't like change. You can imagine what happened when Eiffel Tower was built in Paris. Mm-hmm. That was rated as the ugliest structure ever built, and they wanted to put it down. And then now Paris without Eiffel Tower is nothing. You know, like that's become the iconic. You know, you see parts of Eiffel Tower, you think Paris right away.
Yeah, in some ways it seems like Cracker Barrel not changing their logo for like 48 years might have led to such like a reaction, because you have this huge jump in styles from a much older, almost like hand-drawn style to this very stark contrast that we see. So I can definitely see that.
Yeah. I can guess very easily. I can relate to it why they're changing it. They have to work with the times, but also technology is changing. The old logo would not work on your cell phones. In digital age and media, people do not have attention spans. The new generation, we're flipping through things very, very fast. The companies need to make sure that it is recognizable and it's quickly done. So that is could be one of the major reasons they're doing it, besides updating. Now, if they had been slightly smarter, one of the best examples I give is Shell. Company. If you look at the Google it, their old logos, you'll see how it slowly moved on to that one. And nobody's ever, you know, major controversy like that would have happened.
Yeah. It could be the case that a designer or a company might be putting themselves or the aesthetic they want to get to first versus what they expect the consumer to like.
Yeah. So when I worked in advertising so many years, I worked overseas also with major companies. The biggest mistake the CEOs and other companies people make is, or marketing people, or even the creative people make is, creative people are thinking it's beauty and aesthetics, you know, or they're trying to make the client happy. End of the day, they should do what the consumer is going to be happy about that, you know, or it's going to help them. Graphic design is not art. You know, we don't do things what we like. It should be what not even the client would like. When I ask my students, I'm like, oh, yeah, what the client wants. I say, no, it's the client's client. What is the target audience? Who's the one end user? We need to look into that. I have a Google UX working with us for 4 or 5 years in our classes. They're all about user experience. You know, so what is the user wants? You know, they're focusing on that. A lot of research needs to be done. I think the mistake with Cracker Barrel is they should have checked with tested it, how their clients would have reacted or not. Now this is becoming a political tool. But there are a lot of companies who do those mistakes. Sometimes it's very, very sensitive. Way, way back, there was an issue about a photograph on Gap, photograph which was very controversial. And I showed it to my students. And, you know, there was an issue about how a Caucasian girl's hand elbow was above a young black girl's head. It was such an innocent photograph, you know. There were a whole bunch of other issues, but controversy was, you know, laid out on there, and people had an issue about that. But that responsibility goes to the designers or art directors also, and the people in the CEOs or executives also, what to do with it.
Absolutely. And so kind of given the public, I don't know if backlash is too strong a word, but public reception to the Cracker Barrel logo change, do you think that customers may be getting kind of bored with the current mainstream graphic design trends of these corporations, or do you think Cracker Barrel just made a few missteps?
I don't think people are getting bored with it, but think about Coca-Cola, okay? Coca-Cola logo has changed a lot. A lot of people probably don't realize it has changed it. Now, when you go, do you say, I want a Coca-Cola? You say, I want a Coke, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or a Pepsi. Consumers have changed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're still using Coca-Cola. Using the same brand. It was the iconic bottle, you know. Now it's in the cans, you know. People were making metallic, you know, cans also like that with Coca-Cola bottle. But the brand has already, the name has changed. Mm-hmm. It's Coke, you know. We all say Coke, right? I want a Coke.
Yeah.
Even if you're asking for Pepsi, people might be saying, I want a Coke, you know. And it's like, no, I want a Pepsi, you know. Maybe like that also. Or I want a soda. Yeah, that's the word terminology. So companies need to evolve slowly and casually. I think Cracker Barrel probably did a mistake on that part for sure. Or they did not, you know. Who knows who's pulling that up? But it's becoming bigger. They need to be ahead of the conversation and say, look, we are doing this. We were always planning to do this or not, if you want to put it like that. or based on your feedback, this is what we are going to do. So that the customer, I love going to Cracker Barrel. I love that old rusty, you know, look and feel to it. People are very friendly. The staff is totally nice. That's a different thing. I've been to high-end French restaurants, you know, Michelin star ones also. I expect something different from them. But Cracker Barrel has its unique place, and I don't think so it should be changed. But the logo, I'm sure there are a lot of reasons for that to change. But they can, there are solutions to that where they can say, look, we are not losing the nostalgic feel to it. We're keeping it. Actually, we are enhancing it also and enhancing in different ways.
And so going off of that, do you expect maybe graphic designers and consulting firms to kind of learn from this experience with Cracker Barrel and maybe make some of those changes in the future and ensure that they don't make the same missteps?
They should. And guess what? At some point, they'll forget about it, you know, or it slips through the crack. I have worked with top clients like Ritz-Carlton or Affleck or Club Med and mom and pop shops over here, you know, City of Caribou, you know, City of Tallahassee. By the way, I want to throw that in. Logo is my design way back.
Oh, wow.
The utility design is mine also. It has stayed the same. The City of Tallahassee recently changed it. But if you do good work, which is good, you know, it will stay and it will evolve. So City of Tallahassee logo, that star is still there.
Right.
But it has evolved. So when the logo was done, I used to work at Zimmerman Agency. He was still here. There was a lot of controversy. People did not like it. Even when we are doing with the city, there's this, and you can Google the old City of Tallahassee logo. It was a building with trees, and they used to call it lovingly bat logo. And they used to say, we love our bat, but we realize we need to change it. And at that time, we told, you know, my agency and myself and other people who were there that what we do is it's going to last 25 years plus. So I'm very proud of that part that it is still has, you know, that long lasting. So if you do good work, it will stay. But it needs to adapt also. Right. When I saw the City of Tallahassee logo changing to what I had done at that time, I was like, oh God, they're changing it. But as my designer, me, progressive person's like, no, it needs to evolve. The font looked kind of dated, you know, so we want to change that.
Right. We're always in a constant stage of evolution with all things, including graphic design.
Exactly. And with technology, people need to understand that. I won't be surprised Cracker Barrel make this simpler one because of cell phones.
Right.
The where it's going to be legible and it's going to be easy to read. The old logo was hard to read.
Right.
That's one thing we don't do it. And another thing which I think they should have done, or if I would have told them to do, is modern design brand development is more suggesting ideas. Doing that. Google, there is no Google logo. It keeps on changing.
Right.
There is a G, they use things like that. Amazon logo, I would really want to talk about that, but people or companies need to be doing that, is doing conceptual design. Branding. Amazon logo, I'm sure everybody knows there's a little smile, there's an arrow, right? Some people also notice they're A to Z. It is, we provide products from A to Z and we're happy to give it to you. Or you get all the products from A to Z and you're happy. See, there's, you know, little messages there we can drive from that. Yeah. Now, those logos like that are amazing. And then there are logos like FedEx, you know, there's a white arrow in it. Nobody sees that. But once you see it, it's there.
Yeah.
But logos like Amazon are the ones which the future would hold to. It has more meaning and everybody can relate and understand. I ask this question to my students or anybody else to tell them what's a conceptual logo. And the brand needs to work around this. The modern brand needs to do. And another thing for modern brands, which I'm doing some research also, is how the English or the Latin letters logo can work with multiple different languages. I've worked with something that will work with Mandarin or Hindi or Urdu or Arabic, different scripts,
right.
Different fonts. How can they merge together as one unit? That's something to create a universal logo. Nowadays, if Amazon logo is there, when you go to other places, the script is changed and they put a little smiley in black type. But the words are not. But it's not the same logo. It would be very interesting in the future if they design logos which could be modified, or they're more modular, like furniture, you know, move around with languages or letters and it becomes still one, but it's still recognizable. That, I think, holds the future for designing brands.
Yeah, it seems like an additional level of complexity on top of the logo.
But in ways that you can break it down, if you are needing to put something that's usable on mobile. You can break that down to just using the Amazon Smile or referring to the A to Z.
Exactly. The Smile Amazon becomes iconic. Like I tell my students, there's one of the ads done by McDonald's way back, you know, which was in one of the very world famous books about Archive magazine. And I told the students, I said, what is this, billboard about? And they said, McDonald's. I said, what's wrong with you? It's not says McDonald's. Because in that, it's a little part of the arch. Because the brand is so recognizable that without even looking at it, it's just text written and nothing else, the red and yellow, people know it's McDonald's. Yeah. So because of the recognition. And we do tricks on the mind also, and that's when you're developing modern design. We use Gestalt principles of perception, you know, closure and things like that, where on purpose we don't do something. Something is left, blank. Like I draw a circle on the whiteboard, you know, with students and say, what is that shape? And they all say circle. But actually it's not a complete circle. I leave it empty. The thing the professor was very quick to draw is like, no, it's an arc. Mm-hmm. Because our mind tries to fill up that. So when you design modern work, we are making the mind to work a little bit more. Why? Because you remember that more. Because the mind has to work looking at a brand or a logo. Your mind works a little bit more and the recognition stays longer with you.
Yeah, I would say this is what Cracker Barrel was trying to do. Nobody realizes this, but it's supposed to look like a barrel. It is a yellow hexagon. But when I read into what the designers were trying to do, it's supposed to be a barrel. But it doesn't read.
It doesn't. And that's where the error lies, you know. There's always a problem. Like, so if you look at the Cracker Barrel logo and you don't see a barrel, that's a design problem. Where if the intention was there, then you should. There's a gray line, you know. Make it not too obvious. Make it very obvious. What has to be fit. I don't know if they did that, but they should have tested it more. Maybe that is the reason. But again, I don't know the details or the politics behind it. Why did it become such a big controversy?
Well, Professor Gill, I really appreciate you stopping in to talk with us about graphic design and what might be going on with these corporate logos. I think we learned a lot about what goes into the decisions in these rooms. And again, I really just appreciate you speaking with us.
Thank you.
Since the recording of this episode, Cracker Barrel has backtracked on their updates and have returned to their original logo and branding. This episode is produced, edited, and hosted by Jason Acuna. Also hosted by Rihanna Winter. Audio engineering by Taylor Cox. And brought to you by WFSU Public Media.